This is CliffCentral.com.
Humans, we want to give attention to fellow humans who are lonely, but then we get attention always from our best friends, not the cats, no, the dogs.
Oh. As
much as you love your furry friend, you forget to treat him for ticks and fleas monthly. But now there's Bravecto, a chewable remedy that lasts 12 weeks. There's no residue, so he's ready for hugs right away. And if he loves water, well, that's okay too. With 12 weeks of tick and flea protection in a single tasty chew, you'll say bravo to Bravecto, and so will your pet, in his own way. Visit your vet or vet store or bravecto.co.za to find out more.
So I discovered Bravecto about 2.5-3 years ago. It changed my life. It changed my dog's life. It is a fantastic new product. Dis nie meer net van sprinkle bietjie poeierkie nie. This thing, you give it to your dog, it's yummies, it's liver tasting, they love it, they eat it, it goes into the blood, and if a tick but dares to start sucking on your beloved dog, that tick is going to fall off and crawl home, and he will get a speeding ticket and end up in jail with a tick police because he will be half drunk with a Bravecto. But he will never, ever find a tick or a flea on your dog with Bravecto. That I promise you. And you know what? They can swim. They can, you can bath them. They walk through grassies, kooi dung, everything. Those sticks don't jump up because it's Bravecto. And Bravecto has been tested and tested and tested. And you know, like any product, once or twice you get an exception on a thing where people say, you know, ek kan mos nou nie sindels drink nie, want dan val my sproete af. Well, those are exceptions. 0.00% of dogs had an adverse reaction to Bravecto, and we don't even know whether that was because they ate something wrong. I can stand by Bravecto. I will stand in front of that's Japanese for I will stand in front of a firing squad and be fired, well, hopefully with flowers, but I stand by my Bravecto. So no, Rion,
yes,
you got a story that we are asking you to tell, that's like a Bravecto good story?
Yes.
About an animal?
Yes, I've got two good stories about animals.
Oh.
Something we all love.
Okay, tell.
All right, great. So,
oh no, I'm going to interrupt this story. I wanted to know, what should you buy for the ticks and the fleas? Which one would you suggest?
Bravecto.
Yeah, maar wat die ene, hulle het 'n hele paar goedes daar.
Wat darling.
Vir groot honde, klein honde, medium size honde.
Exactly. So, nou, as jy met 'n chihuahua hondjie is, gaan jy mos nou nie die bison gewone
okay, that was a cut question, okay? All I wanted to know was, which one should I get for my little Jack Russells?
Small or medium?
And it's just for ticks and fleas?
Yes, and
it lasts for how long?
12
months?
12 weeks.
12 weeks.
Haven't you listened to the show before?
Katrina. Excuse me, Anchanan. You were saying,
even if that little mother puppy is pregnant.
Mother puppy.
Oh.
It's fine.
That's sweet.
And I lactate a lot, especially when I see chocolate. And then you can also have it.
Okay. So that een pilletjie in 'n pak.
As een pil, dan gaan koop jy hom later weer. And you scratch, not yourself or your dog, but you scratch a card when you buy it, and you could win something, man. And don't we like to win? I'm in the spa constantly trying to get one of those common knives.
Oh, I don't know what they look like.
Oh my God, it's horrible knives, but I want them. But Rian, tell us the Bravecto story.
Okay, so you all know, my close friends, that I have a serious problem when it comes to animals. in terms of if I see something at a pet shop, I'm going to buy it.
Okay.
So I read.
What?
Yes, I know.
I didn't know that either.
You can't do that.
I know. I have the big yard, so it's possible. Photos gesien. Yeah.
Alles.
Verkleer mannetjies.
Ace Ventura.
Guinea pigs, hasies, enigiets. So I hand raised 6 ducks since they were little ducklings. And I even bought them their own little rubber ducky for the bath. So it was very cute to put these 6 little ducks in the bath and watch them swim around and stuff. Only problem is they got bigger.
Uh-huh.
And as they got bigger, they kind of didn't understand the boundaries between my house and outside. So I'll be watching television.
Where you think you're doing some peeking ducking.
No, Dave! So while I'm watching television, I hear passing me behind all 6 in a row on the way to the bath.
Oh, shit.
So they still go stand in front of the bath.
Oh.
And then I'm like, okay, this is not the last one. Oh, like,
oh, oh, my word. That's a sweet story.
Now the body corporate for my a brief hierdie week gestuur om my to say, ek moet van al my diere ontslaan
raak. What? So what was that in the contract that you signed that you can't have animals?
There are terms and conditions to wys hulle vir my. So ek is nou bietjie half weet nie wat om te doen.
You're screwed, mate.
Yeah. Of ek gaan hom met secretly hulle hou.
Ek kan nie dit.
Who's got a farm? Someone must have a farm somewhere.
Maar ek bedoel hulle het vir my gesê, hoorie, ek het hulle gesê die duiwe plan nie, man.
A duck walked up to a lemonade stand and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any grapes?
It's a duck song.
The man said, no, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade.
I don't know who did that. Go on, Rian.
Basically that's my ducks. But then I have another story, guys, about Diesel the dog. Diesel the dog was one of the French police dogs, 7-year-old Alsatian. So she was treated like a
princess.
Human. Yeah, like it's like an absolute human.
So French, as in French.
The French police, yes. So
French or fringe?
French. Okay. Bonsoir.
Okay.
So she's now a hero in Paris, in France.
Uh-huh. Why?
Because she sacrificed her life to protect a SWAT team. Remember when the Paris attacks happened? And those terrorists isolated themselves in an apartment. Diesel went in and she protected the whole squad she had been fired upon. And she she had a couple of bullet holes, but she still ran up to the suicide bomber, a female, and she attacked her and then the vest went off. And that dog saved about 10 to 15 policemen for her sacrifice. So after that, they were so grateful that they had a little statue and they gave her
a little statue,
like a statue for
like how big like
I think
a
her
dog
normal
size,
yes,
okay,
and she almost had like a state funeral kind of thing.
Wow.
Where they actually like did a whole beautiful day for her.
What kind of a dog was it?
Alsatian.
Did she die?
Yes.
Alsatian. Did she die?
Yeah,
she did. My English.
Yes.
But did she die?
Carnegie where? Oh, nee.
Oh, that is
because the bullet thing came off.
Well, as when she attacked the suicide bomber, the vest went off inside the apartment.
Sounds like a Jim Clancy kind of story, that. Or the Tom Clancy kind of story.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
When you say the vest went off, can I just square Alicia question here? What do you mean? Did she wear a vest or did the bomber wear a vest?
The suicide bomber's vest, full of explosives.
She was a woman. The bomber was a woman.
The bomber was also a woman, yes.
Okay, but this is for Diesel then.
Shh. It's for Diesel.
No. Casper. Casper.
They said sad trumpet. If that is a sad trumpet.
Shame.
Yeah. Where is I want a nice emotional thing. For Diesel. Why is it so difficult?
It was a female dog, 7 years old.
Wow.
Why would they call her such a butch name, though?
Hey, the French call anything.
But Diesel is a nice, like a label, isn't
it? It is also a label, yeah.
Also, it's a strong police dog name, I suppose. They just wanted to give them a tough name.
Uh-huh.
Like, you don't want to be like Cookie Fetch.
CliffCentral.com.